Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Mate, it's all going off, any?
It is.
It's well, you know, you've been already going to the gym, so you're getting yourself in shape for this conscription. So you're going to be fighting fit, ready for it soon, aren't you?
Well, what's going on?
Oh yeah, you don't keep up to date with the current affairs, do you these days?
No.
No time being a dad is the mate.
No.
Well, as of a few days ago, depending on when you're listening to this, British people face a call up to fight for the armed forces in the UK if things escalate in Russia.
Right, I've heard about this actually. Is there an age gap? Because I always thought it'd be 18s to 30s first, but it's not. It's 18s to 41, I believe. Well, so anyone of that age that's available.
Yeah. So I think there's an age cap.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe above 45, you won't get a call up. But yeah, we'll definitely be on the list.
I wouldn't like doing that, you know, mate. Mate, because you have no choice, don't you? End up going to prison or something, otherwise if you get called up proper.
But can you imagine it though? So since this has been announced, I've seen endless amounts of videos of men just slating it, saying that they're not gonna accept, they wouldn't go and fight for this country, and they've all got valid reasons. You know, that it's the government's war. Whichever way you look around it, when you start deep diving into it all, it's the governments that are doing all of this. It's not a people's war, which, to be fair, it never really is, is it? Always down to politics. Apparently, there's oil there as well, which, I don't know, that's Putin's thing to dispute. You know, years ago, the Ukrainians were slated as some of the worst people in the world, and then because they were trying to get them into NATO, and now Russia started doing their thing, and it all escalated from there. But, you know, essentially, because our government in the UK doesn't look after us, why should we look after them? Is the general gist of what most of these people are saying.
I think it just goes back to your, how to word this, if you know where you're proud, where you're from, is that enough to want to defend where you're from?
Well, if you would have asked me that question when we was, you know, 16 to maybe 22, the answer would have been yes.
Yeah.
Because, well, before leaving school, I only had two career choices in mind. It was either go into the army or get onto the tools, and I literally got straight onto the tools. But since then, No, I don't feel like there's anything worth fighting for over here, because everything's a shit show in general. And when there's ex-army personnel that are living on the streets, that are literally homeless, not being looked after, why would we, who can just about pay our own bills and live a life, go fight a war when they won't even look after ex-soldiers?
I would say there would be probably some money benefits involved. It wouldn't just be you're up, you would get paid.
But and also, how can they afford to pay us to be conscripted into the fighting this war when they're sending all like the tax money as foreign aid anyway?
Yeah,
it's mean, ridiculous. Yeah, it is. They can't pay the NHS.
They're just paying you back for years. Yeah, but don't get me started on the NHS. nah, that's for another one. Fuck you now. I don't know what I would do, given it if I had that letter or whatever email, I suppose, now.
Well, so, I'd blank the phone call.
Yeah, I was
I'd give the letter to the dog to eat up because he loves chewing on paper and that. And email, it would just get sent straight to the spam folder, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit different from, I was going to say different wars, but I suppose the Iraq one was the same. It's just, you can't trust the purpose of it, really, can you? Or the...
Because
the reasoning,
because none of it is completely transparent.
And why let the armed forces get that low in terms of personnel?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If from an army government point of view, if your numbers are low, you need that in case it's insurance.
Yeah,
and that is the thing. I mean, we've been dropping numbers in the armed forces for years now.
Yeah, they've been making
same with fucking everything.
Yeah.
NHS, fucking everything. So, and it's all going to foreign aid, I suppose. But yeah, if you had a choice though, mate, if there was like, right, you can be like infantry, you know, paratroopers or whatever the version of that would, now I don't know if they still jump from the planes. You know, if you could, you know, be in the Navy or the Air Force, which one would you take?
Well, again,
and then which one would be your worst one as well?
Yeah, so years ago, I would have wanted to have been on the front line, but now you wouldn't want to be.
No.
Because with the technology of the advanced weaponry of everything these days, you know, you've got no chance of being on the front line. And it's not like World War One and Two where you're literally in the trenches. You know, it's too easy to... You don't even need to be out in the open. You know, with the missiles and
drones,
everything. Yeah, all the drones and that. It's just, you can just be picked off anywhere. Right. So I'd suppose the safest place would be in a submarine. See, not for the Navy, really, wouldn't
that
it?
That would, for me, that would be the worst place to be, because if anything happened, you are dead. Like, literally, even if the whole dead, like, honestly.
Yeah, but we're not trying to find the Titanic.
No, yet. No, but one of the... Nah, that for me, that I would hate submarine for 3 months down there. Oh, no way. Well, so what would be your worst one then?
On the front line, no, really, because because it's just,
but infantry would be your worst, and submarine would be your best option.
Yeah,
it's interesting
because, doesn't have to be a submarine, you know, just out in the ocean. I'd feel that you're less likely to be a part of any action, really. Then, but no, I'd just outright refuse. And let's be real about it.
That's what we're all about.
Can you imagine all of these snowflakes getting drafted up?
And all these roadmen that don't listen?
Yeah.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
Isn't going to happen. You know, the younger generations to us lack respect. They don't know the left from the right, it's their arses from their elbows, whether the male or female, and what's up and down.
Right.
So how are they going to listen to orders, hold a gun, and go and fight against anyone else? And you think about the majority of these Russians, they're all like cage fighters, isn't they? So they're actually willing to die for their leader, where we won't be.
Do you think he'll get to that point? Because it wouldn't be UK, it would be NATO. So it's obviously it would be a long shot because obviously you'd have all the NATO's armed forces, and then if there's a backlog, it wouldn't just be everyone from one country, obviously it'd be dividend.
Yeah, it will be spaced out across all of NATO countries. But
do you think it will get to that? To the point, do you think there'll be a war, basically?
I feel like there will be a bigger war than what's already happening, because it is technically a war. But I don't think it would be
like a world war.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be mass destruction like there was with World War II, essentially.
It's just that thing, isn't it? As soon as one's losing and they've got nothing left, it's just nuclear then, isn't it?
Yeah, because if one side presses the red button, all the red buttons are getting pressed.
Done. Game over.
Yeah.
Martian.
That's it, yeah. We'll have to start waiting for those alien listeners of ours to come and save us then.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all madness. I just can't see it happening. Look, how many people are really going to sign up for it, though?
I don't know. I reckon there would, if it come to it, you know, and you was needed, I think you might have a different perspective on it in that moment. Obviously, you'll never know until that it comes, but I think in that moment you might have a new perspective on it.
No,
do you think about it, mate? If they go, like, your family's gone, that, you know what I mean? Your dog's gone, just...
No, I think unless our country got invaded...
That's what I'm saying. Dave, you know, we're on about Russian, obviously, they've done Ukraine and pushing towards...
So if they were heading over and they were touching the British Isles, then yeah, I'd defend... essentially. I wouldn't accept the call up to be sent overseas to go and fight over in Ukraine or wherever. I'd turn that straight down. I don't think there's enough money really to worth sacrificing your own life. Especially, you know, going back to when there's not a great deal worth living over here for anyway. So
yeah, she would have, yeah, there'd have to be things in place that if this happens will change X, Y, and Z, or looking to change X, Y, and Z.
But you know, it makes you think, why won't they try and get some of these refugees signed up for it as well? You know, especially since a lot of them are coming from war-torn countries, but they are of war fighting age.
Yeah, and all males.
Yeah,
yeah.
So surely,
weird that is, isn't it?
Yeah, surely they should be able to recruit some of those. Yeah. You know, as you'd like to think they'd be willing to graciously say thank you for putting us in homes and keeping us fed and entertained for free. You know, giving the old green card, so to say. But I'm sure they won't get called up at all.
No, they'll be the last.
Yeah. But, you know, I could see a situation as well. If a million British males got shipped over, then all these ones that are here in these hotels and that put up for free would start running riot then. You know, it's bad enough as it is. I see a lot of these videos where they're trying it on with young girls, and then it's like the dads or whoever that are finding them down the street and kicking off. And
it's just because they're not, is the word climatizing? Obviously, in their country, that's probably okay.
Well,
in terms of age,
but
it's like if you're trying to flee from somewhere to a certain country, you must then be like, right, this is their beliefs, this is their system.
Yeah, because...
But think about it, they're probably better off in Soja. They probably have better time in jail than they would in their own country, because they get fed, get a job, make friends. So...
Yeah, but they're already being bored and that anyway, so they wouldn't need to go into prison.
No, but what I'm... In terms of...
If they did get...
Yeah, like, it wouldn't be...
for any reason.
I don't think to them it's a bad thing from where they've been.
Because
obviously, you know... It's probably a DOS in that, not say it's DOS, but you know, you get a TV, Xbox down the line.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, they're still living
it's
the
not
dream.
Hard, is it? No. It's not like the American ones.
No. Yeah, I feel like we could go down a bit of a dark path. And...
But now we're gonna switch it up.
Yeah. So from literally one extreme to another, going off of a emailed question last week, I did tell you that I would have some fetishes ready for you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not literally going to pull out the old dildos or anything and start shoving them down your throat.
Right. And on this podcast, we've established that getting pegged is gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that you'd
I was just crying out. What?
That you wanted your missus to do it, didn't you?
No. No. Right.
So I didn't spend long having a look at this, but I've got the top 10 most common fetishes to start you off with.
Right.
So I thought I'd just go through these because there literally is thousands of them.
Deep, yeah.
You know, I had to be a bit specific with the search because there was just lists and lists, pages and pages. So starting off at number one, the most common is the foot fetish. Now, we've already gone over this. I don't like it. It's not my thing. And I definitely know it's not your cup of tea either.
No.
Because the amount of times back in the day, you...
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist. And GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Come out with the comment, did you see the size of her feet?
Yeah, so, all right. The one thing that I used to hate going out with is, when we used to go out, is girls that used to wear shoes, knowing the shoes were uncomfortable, and then just go around barefoot. Why? Yeah. And that's what I really liked it when girls started wearing like Vans and Converse.
Yeah, just some trainers. Just,
That's it. Because and they had like the black soles from
the
dirt.
Black feet, grimy pavements.
Yeah.
Just no need for it. But so as a brief for the foot fetish. Now, it's hard.
Some people love it though, don't they? Like the stockings and like socks and that getting sense and everything.
Yeah, so. The description for the foot fetish is the smell of raw feet does nothing but makes you want to take a cold shower. I know, it's all right. Apologies for anyone at home. This is it's the same list, but it's got different descriptions. The one that I had on my tablet had a description of why people liked it. So forget that. But it literally was. It was like the smell of the feet. The taste of like the sweat on them. Some people like the like what you just says, the dirty feet and that as well. Yeah, it was strange. So since I haven't got that list because it was my fault rushing out this morning, not picking up the tablet. So number two on there is voyeurism. So voyeurism, it's the broader version of the cuckolding. So it is just either individuals or couples watching other people having sex.
So that's like when I went to Amsterdam and you watch a live sex show.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be. If you're not paying to go to a sex show.
Yeah, it could be a more intimate setting.
Just as it's one of those
things.
Parties where people put the keys in the bowl and stuff and then you're just all watching.
Because I did tell you about, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, though. So when
I think you did,
when we went to Amsterdam, like, you'd have these, like, I'm not going to say in group yard men, they're just men. They'd come in, sit at the back row, and then what normally happens, they'll have a show on, like a sex show, and then a brief break, and then, like, not like a comedy act, but they'll have something in between.
Yeah, just other entertainment.
Yeah, that's it. And then when all the, like, obviously, when I was having the breaks, he'll jump down a row or two rows, and then at the end, he was at the front. Just walk a guy to the front.
Yeah, just start off where you mean to finish. And then, yeah, number three was latex. Latex is just a bit of a...
No, yeah.
Okay, it's just dressing up, isn't it? In general.
Yeah.
But when you get to the more extreme version of it, when you've got the full-on gimp suits, right. Well, fair enough if you're wearing like a skimpy little latex one piece or two piece, whatever. But yeah, full gimp suit and that. I'd just feel like I'd feel suffocated or something because obviously they're always skin tight and I wouldn't be able to handle it. I'd be like talked up, like talcum powder constantly because I'd be sweating too much in there. It just reminds me of the scene from Friends with Ross when he's got the leather trousers, the leather pants. Oh. And I'd feel like I'd be like that on the inside. And I'd be suffocated. I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Also, pointing out that Friends, one of the most overrated TV shows ever.
It wouldn't be made these days.
Nah, it's rubbish.
So number four was domination of submission.
So that's when you are in the gimp suit in the submission form, I suppose.
Well, it's not just in a gimp suit. It's just...
You can be naked and kicking the balls, isn't
it? Yeah, so...
What was that fucking safe word on a Euro trip? You know, do you remember that?
It was a long word.
Yeah, but... it was like, what's your style, I don't know?
Yeah. God. Underrated film, that is.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, I just don't see why... Again, on the lighter side of it, with just a little bit of, like, tied up handcuffs on the bed and stuff. Yeah, sound, but when people literally just want to be tied and just, or, you know, melting wax on them and just getting, just pain. Why do you want to be in pain?
Yeah. Also, mate, all I can think about, Scotty doesn't know. Don't tell Scotty.
He was on there on TikTok the other day and I listened to the whole song.
Yeah.
It was just banger after banger.
We did it on his birthday.
Yeah. For anyone that hasn't or doesn't know what we're on about, Euro Trip. So it wasn't a sequel or a prequel, but it was from the same company that did Road Trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, Euro Trip. So it was like American college students or high school that just graduated or something.
Yeah, and so he goes to visit. Well, he thought he was speaking
to a pen pal, wasn't
in
he?
In Germany that he thought. Was in my
Don't give any spoilers. But they end up going across Europe. Vinnie Jones is in it and a few other famous people. But yeah, just absolutely quality film. If you haven't seen it, it's just watch it. It's funny.
During COVID, I went back and watched all those kind of films, like as you said, Road Trip, American Pie, Not Another Teen Movie, just stuff like that. Because they don't make them no more.
No. And the ones that they do just are dead, ain't they?
Yeah. A little side note there, a little side track.
Yeah, but a little tangent as we always do.
We carry on.
Yeah. Body piercing. I wouldn't have thought this is a fetish, but, you know, again, some people do go a bit extreme. They have the whole body's pierced.
Yeah, but still, is that a fetish for someone else to admire or on themselves? Like the feeling of, does that make sense in what I'm saying?
Well, I suppose it probably... can be for some because not necessarily, well, from previous experiences, the clitoris piercing wasn't really a benefit for me. But then I know that some men do have their balance pierced and stuff, but again, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a female, so I don't know if that would feel nice or not. It wouldn't be for me. Breasts and behinds, the old derrieres.
That's it.
So...
I think this is just...
This is just a natural attraction, really.
This isn't really a fetish. It's just
what it is, isn't it? Because this was the same list on several sites, this was. So yeah, breasts and behinds, that's just standard, you know. So if that's a thing, then we're both kinky fuckers. I won't ask your preference, because that can cause an argument later. Hair is at number 7. Now,
I'm talking, is that the bush?
No, it was just hair. Right. So
it could be hairy armpits.
Yeah. So it wasn't just the hair on your head or the pubic region. It was literally people are licking the armpits and not shaving the arms and legs in general and stuff. And fair enough. Each to their own with their own personal hygiene, as we was talking about the other week. I do keep myself trimmed up. Definitely the armpit hair, because it just holds the BO sweat, like the smell of it all the time. So, yeah, I'm trying to keep groomed with that. So, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't want to be. It's bad enough pulling beard hairs out of my tongue from time to time. You know, having a little sip of the cup of tea, and it's the tosh is going into the mouth. So, yeah, it
shouldn't be a fetish. It's just a weird list, really, isn't it? Besides,
but again, wait until we get to the other one, mate. Cross dressing again. That's just most of the younger generations now, really, though, isn't it? Can't really give much comment on that, although it's gay. Now, again, water, thunder and lightning. To me, I didn't understand how people could get sexually aroused from this as well. So, in general, most people like the sound of the rain, and when there is thunder and lightning, it's nice to listen to.
It is, especially going toward when you go into bed and you can hear the thunder and the rain.
Just a bit of background noise and that. But I've really struggled to understand how people could get aroused from it.
Wanking to it.
Yeah. Or, you know, trying to time it with a bolt of lightning or something. I really don't get what some people have going through their minds. But then number 10 on this list anyway was furries. Now, this is a relatively new one in the whole game of kinks and fetishes. So it's when the people dress up as an actual furry animal, so like a dog or a cat. So not just the weird gimp suits as like with dog collars. It's
an actual dress up as a dog.
Yeah. Or like as say a cat or a fox or whatever.
Right.
So furries is because the actual costume is a furry costume. This is just taking cosplay to an extreme, I think.
And none of them just seem like seem a bit strange, don't they?
Yeah, I think that kind of fetish for some people has stemmed too far from like when they're watching Bugs Bunny, Space Jam, and getting a bit too into Lola Bunny. You know, that's, to me, it's almost getting too close to the line of that is because, you know, it's like, are they looking at people's dogs while out on the street and that, thinking, if that was a human dressed as that dog, well, you know, it's borderline. Make sure I use the right words there, but it's borderline bestiality, really. That is, isn't it?
It's a strange one, mate.
It definitely is a strange one. Now I thought I'd found the same page as the other one. Now I did have a wrong-uns list, basically. I thought I'd found the same one. Apologies for everyone at home, but it is the Real Talking Podcast. You know, we do have the realist.
Real problem.
Yeah. Technical issues. Do the old SpongeBob thing or something. One done a letter. Well, this cracks me up. Why does every website have to just pop up with cookies? We get it. There should be
a way just to set it on your like laptop so it just automatically clicks accept or whatever version or whatever cookies you want to use on it.
Yeah, you know, we can't use the website without you popping up, so just accept it. This has got some of the ones on that I was looking at. So some of the weird and just outright wrong fetishes now, which, again, I just don't. This really is strange. Now, I think we covered some of these before when we did go over the fetishes. So I'm not going to go too in-depth on them. But stigliophilia, arousal, and thought of hellfire and damnation.
It's the names of them as well, isn't it? It's just,
yeah.
No, it's not as simple as cook.
Getting pegged.
Yeah.
Just kick your balls off. There's no need for it, but yeah.
It's the word, obviously, off putting either way.
Why would you feel aroused at the thought of being damned to hell or getting tortured for, well, I suppose that's the most extreme version of the BDSMs then, isn't it?
That seems like another level.
Yeah, all eternity getting slapped and just horrible BDSM stuff. The arousal to insects.
It's just weird, isn't it?
On a statues. Again, I just don't.
The one I thought people do with cars down there as well.
Yeah, which I think that was on here as well. Elderly people, wood.
Elderly people just mature though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. so we know what Ashley's into now, then. And then, yeah, who looks at a tree and thinks,
Well, imagine if you had a few of them, like the rain in the tree.
Yeah, sitting underneath.
That was both you kink.
Sitting underneath a tree during a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea, though, is it? But the weirdest one, well, actually.
It's hard to say which one.
Just before the weirdest one. But, coprophilia. And that's the arousal to feces. So that's people that want to get shit on. Just pull your pants down, drop a big dump on my chest.
Like, disgusting.
What was two girls, one cup of thing?
Yeah. What's it called as well when you're like getting pissed on? What's that?
Golden shower.
Golden shower.
That's it. I could see you getting into that.
No.
It's just a mess of it.
Yeah, you'd have to do it in the bath.
And getting shit on it.
One pisses in the bath. We've established that.
No, we've established that you miss out on a trick, dude. You're just not being efficient enough, are you?
Yeah, I suppose that on that list. Weirdest fetishes.
Yeah.
Piss in the bath.
So, yeah, definitely the weirdest one was necrophilia. You know, dead people.
That's a fucking weird one.
I don't know why you would being to just a dead person.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Nah. I just feel there's too many strange people out there, isn't there?
I mean, when does that opportunity come to for you to realise that's what you're into?
You'd have to just be watching and see it,
or what? Yeah.
Think, this is an easy go. They can't say no, they're dead. It's cold, though, as well, isn't it? If you want a cold pussy, just get a fleshlight and don't put it in the microwave or whatever, or on the radiator. I don't know. It is strange. I think going off of that, it's just safe to say we are a bit too vanilla.
That is the strange fetish end though, isn't it? That is like the, there's, I feel like there's pegging and then there's, and then there's that.
Yeah. So, what one are you going to try this weekend then?
None of them.
No. So, similar to the army question that you asked me then, if you had to have one of these fetishes, which one do you think you'd choose?
Say the word for me, mate.
Yeah, so you'd be a voyeurist. I don't know what.
Was it voyeurism?
Yeah, so it was voyeurism, but I don't know.
I don't know what you'd call yourself.
Does it sound here?
So just watch. Just watch people. It's like a live corner.
Yeah, so the fetish is voyeurism,
I think that's like the safest option as well. What would you do, mate?
It's definitely the safest option. You
did the animal life one.
The furries, yeah.
Nah.
No, because I've got a big furry dog, so I'm not going to... I wouldn't be able to go past it. I can't even have him in the bedroom. Fucking when we're about to make a sweet love. No, he has to stay outside. So I couldn't do it now. Why isn't there just a safe one of what? just standard dressing up, you know, just you know, the old nurse's outfit and that. Why aren't them the standard ones anymore?
Never do anything for me anyway. The dress up things never have done. It's not me.
Yeah, the school uniform's a weird one, ain't
it? Yeah,
I understand why it's in the majority of men's heads because you know when you're like when you're early teenager, you start to go through puberty. You know, your hormones are raging. Mm. You're seeing all the girls at school in the uniform. So that's going to be impressed into the mind.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be sort of there, I imagine. But it's a bit strange just going up to your missus who's, you know, well past school age anyway, and just saying, go on, get your old school uniform out back.
Yeah.
Just if they can still fit in it, that is.
It's weird.
I couldn't do it, especially with our old school uniforms. Get the blue blazer out, Bab. Get that jumper on. Oh God, get your old PE shorts on. No, I couldn't have it whatsoever.
So we are pretty plain, ain't it?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I just like it missionary style, but. You know, it's I'm not venturing out onto any of those. I'm not going to start going dogging or incorporating.
Dogging's a weird one, isn't it? Because why wouldn't just go to a sex club if you want to have sex with strangers? Why do it outside?
Or
is that the thrill of it?
Yeah, I think it must be a part of it that because there's the potential of getting caught. Like the police turning up or something.
Yeah, it's like a thrill factor for it.
Yeah, but I don't know why you'd want to do it, especially like in the colder weather and stuff. And in the woods.
Or the rain. Yeah. Unless you got one of those. That fetish with the rain.
Yeah, well. Yeah, if you got the rain fetish, yeah. But no, it's... like in the woods, in the dirt and all that, like, you know.
That's why I always thought, boy, just going to go to like a sex club.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably is that. The thrill.
Yeah. The thrill. But no. Not too much excitement in my life.
What was that?
Too much excitement in my life. And obviously, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
So we'll move off of all of that. As I say, that was from an email last week. And if any of you lovely listeners do want to send in your emails, as always, the links are always in the description. Email is at realtalkingpodcast@gmail.com. The Twitter, X Space, Elon Musk's site is at Ash and JD. Find us on the YouTube and that if you're not already on here. And then, yeah, as always, like, share, subscribe, download. You all know what to do.
Yeah.
And keep doing it. Keep sharing it out. So on to the emails anyway, then.
Right.
I'll start off with James, my little mate James. So he's still dodging the question a bit.
Right, because he's the one who told you about Man U, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a Liverpool fan. And he hasn't said where he's from. He just says, I'm Scouse through and through.
Scouse, then?
But I bet he's...
Nah, he's...
Nah, he's on the outskirts. He's a wolf.
it's from the rural.
He's a wall man. He's not living boy.
I think he's proper. Right in the middle of Merseyside.
Nah, he's not. He's not gonna be.
Like,
he's
out on the wearing onesens or MX95s, wherever you're from.
No white socks. Not allowed.
Just fucking. Yeah, nah. He's definitely, nah, he has.
Nah, he's not.
So what are these James saying?
So he just says, I'm Scouse through and through. And Sir Jim is the British Glazer. So he's still trying to give me a bit of stick about Man United. I ain't holding any faith at the moment. You know, we've had a little bit of good news with some of their activity this week, taking Berarda from Man City. But it's just all a bit too fishy to me. You know, they've got the 115 allegations floating over the red. I feel like he's just jumping ship. He's been there for over 10 years. He's been a part of these so-called allegations. So I feel like he's trying to just leave that before it all comes back to bite him in the arse.
And our James is Liverpool fan, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously news out today that Jurgen Klopp, he's obviously finishing at the leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. He might retire for good, but he says he's not going to work in England again. He needs some time off to have a break. So
yeah, so I've not seen any of this. I've been grafting away today.
He'd be a bit gullied about that.
Yeah. So
he's gone mad.
That was my skeleton. How was that, mate? Was that good?
Yeah, it was amazing. I thought I was in the room with Jamie Carragher. Oh, God, what a phlegm and that, man. God.
Yeah, he needs to swallow sometimes, don't he?
Calm down. Hey.
Old Harry Enfield quality. So, James, we want to know exactly where you're from. Don't give us your postcode.
Merseyside, I'm telling you. Give us your postcode.
Oh, no, yeah. I'll rock up at his door. I've got half of your guns. Tell us where you're actually from. Don't beat around the bush because you're not on the docks.
James, I know where you're from, mate. Honestly.
No. We'll see what happens with Sir Jim Ratcliffe. As the diehard listeners do know, I wanted 100% sale. Whether it was Qatar or anyone else. I mean, all that was bollocks. The Glazers report saying that Qatar didn't give any evidence that they had the funds for it.
They've got the money.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. Absolute nonsense, man.
It's just because they can't. Obviously, their wealth is like inherited and so long from oil and just governments.
Because they had the company doing all the legal side of the transaction and that. So there would have been emails back and forth asking for proof of wealth, intentions, what they want to do with the club and all that. So
maybe they just thought this was a better deal because they still get to obviously take money from the club.
It's the Glazers didn't want to sell, and then Jim's the best option to, he's given 1.3 billion and they're still going to get profit from the club over the years as well, especially if this Super League does happen. It's just going to be ridiculous, but I'm holding out a bit of faith. You know, he's making some moves, as I say, with Berarda and some of the higher up staff that he's looking at bringing in. We're still like 5 years away before, if things go right, still probably 5 years before getting close to winning the Premier League again.
And we've established that Mark Goldbridge does listen to this podcast.
I think he's got some of his team listening as well.
Just get him on. Look, honestly,
I've got the receipts to back it up, and I can. James, let us know what the sketch is, man. Where you from, really?
I reckon it's Merseyside. 100%.
I ain't have any. Not have any. I want like a picture of him holding like the Liverpool Echo or whatever, like standing on the docks in the shopping centre or something, because I ain't having it. Bollocks, lies. But yeah, thanks for your email, James.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So we've got an email from Abby, and she's asking, did a teacher ever try to embarrass you in class, but you had a brilliant response? So the one that came to mind when I read it the other day was, I think we were still in year seven, or it might have been year eight, but it was still early enough in secondary school anyway. So when we had the form, like the first period where you was with your form class, you do your register and whatever, although for whatever reason that day in particular, it was a substituting. So as they're calling out the register, they says, "Oh, Devlin, any relation to Paul?" So for anyone that doesn't know, Paul Devlin used to play for Birmingham City Football Club, as well as other football clubs. Not many, though, I don't think.
Nah.
Off the top of my head. But, yeah, his main stint was at Blues anyway. And the class, yeah, it mustn't have been year seven, because you probably would have remembered. But, yeah, the teacher says, yeah, any relation? I was going, yeah, he's my uncle. Oh, really? I went, no, he's not. And everyone was laughing. You know, it was one of the proudest moments of school, really, because I wasn't really open or anything, to be fair. Like, I wasn't this confident person that you all hear and see at home. I was quite closed up, really, just the kid that got bullied all the time because they were all cunts. So, yeah, that was just a quick witty log.
Yeah. No, I've got nothing on for that.
So none of them ever tried to embarrass you and you was like, ah, fuck off, you prick. Or, well, not a lot of slagging them off, but you had like a quick response and
Nah. Not...
But again, because you was relatively quiet as well in school, ain't it?
Yeah. Nothing comes to mind. It's always one of them, though, like after, and you have a think about it, something will pop up. But the one thing I never understood with school is, so you know, let's just call them the naughty kids and the little shits, cause trouble. The one day that they're good, teachers go up to that pupil and go, "I heard you've been good today. Well done, keep it up." Like,
yeah,
it's one fucking day.
Yeah,
it's one fucking day. How about the people that's, like, you know what I mean?
Doing it all year round and that.
That's the thing that's from my experience anyway. But no, sorry, Abby, I can't answer that. Nothing comes to mind at the moment. But thanks for your email, though. We obviously really appreciate it.
I don't think there was really anything else. That was just what first popped to mind.
Yeah.
It was a funny one.
Because it was so long ago, wasn't it, now?
Yeah. Well, as I said the other week, I struggled to remember a lot of stuff from school and old. Definitely people as well. And then... So we've got an email from Jess again as well. Hi guys, how do you politely say no to someone who asks for your number?
Oh, I mean, sorry, I put the mic down then because I was sawing the dog out. Sorry about that. He's trying to jump on my lap.
Real life scenarios, isn't it? Just one of these fussies. He's a good boy.
I don't think there is a polite way. I would say though, if you have led him on, do you know one of them ones when you know that you was never going to be interested?
Yeah, I think
first place
it can be easily misread as a situation for men with politeness from women from the opposite gender. But for me, it's an easy get
way.
Out now because I've got the old band around the finger, the wedding ring. I'll give a little tap. Sorry, love. Taken. I'm off the market. Otherwise, you just got to be honest.
Yeah. I think it's just honestly because just say.
Or just lie. Look, because you can be a bit too honest in this sort of circumstance. Look, nah, sod off you, Div.
Yeah.
I don't like you. You know.
Yeah.
Or just lie and say, you've got a fella.
I was one of them.
But main thing would be polite about it. Don't be an arsehole.
Yeah. I think if it's like you in the club and someone comes up, you can say, sorry, I'm just not interested. That's it. Done. But if it's something that maybe I know a friend and like maybe he's trying to catch feelings a bit more than you, then it just needs to be like, you're a friend. That's it.
Well, to be fair though, because if you're already a friend, you should already have the number. So I imagine this is the scenario.
Right. You're out in the claw ball. So when you're in the claw, I'm just not, but I don't know if lads would. I'm just saying, nah, I'm not interested. That's, I suppose, just now. Or it's. Yeah. Don't worry about it, hon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just say that.
Appreciate the gestures. Yeah. And, but yeah, it's like, don't be an arsehole about it. Don't be like, fuck off your ugly console or whatever.
Yeah.
Just be like, nah, sorry. Yeah, don't
laugh. When yeah. I think just be like, yeah, sorry, I'm not interested.
Or just say, lie and say that you're with someone if you're not anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just say thanks for your time and effort for coming over and asking for my attention.
But unfortunately,
I cannot give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
because he would walk away like that, like, makes me want to more. She was so polite.
You know, well, here's my number anyway, just in case things change. You know, you change your mind or anything, then just let me know. Like,
I doubt my circumstances would change.
Please leave my vicinity while I continue to drink.
And I reject your offer.
No,
but thank you for the email.
Thanks, Jess. So the one that I did want to say for last is a new one who inspired today's topics of the
Miles.
Yeah, we got old Miles on. Little Miley boy.
Because he was going through
the podcast. Yeah, he started off.
Right.
Yeah, and so, again, he's still a little ways behind. So he said, poo talk, what the hell? That's mad. Learn something new every day. So he's referencing to when we give the advice of how to properly wipe your bum, because you have to do it properly. You can't have any poo stains in your underwear.
No, and yeah, well, we've spoke about it on previous podcasts.
Yeah, if you don't know, go back and listen to it. To be fair, I think there's 2 or 3 episodes where we give this advice. So he's asked, have we got any more hygiene tips?
Right.
So for me, as I alluded, well, not alluded, as I mentioned earlier, I always like to keep groomed, keep the armpit hair shaved, just for the smells and stuff, because no one likes someone to smell a BO around them.
Yeah, so, it's in the gym, that's the worst, when you're trying to work out as well.
Yeah, in the gym, it's more acceptable, though, because everyone should be sweating. Yeah, if you're not sweating, you're not working out hard enough. I don't need your excuses.
No, BO is just stale sweat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they're fresh and they've not been working out for a little while,
it should be fine, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're walking in before you've even done anything, and you're smelling of sweat, then it's wrong. It's not good. So I'd say yes. The main one would be cleanliness. Just keep clean. Make sure your teeth are brushed.
I'm just trying to think. Do I do anything? Because everyone has a shitting routine in terms of how long to spend, how many folds of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I sit then I stand. That's just my way.
I just find it weird. I don't know why you'd stand up. I get it. You're happy with that. Yeah, but I just think it's weird. Like,
I start sitting down, and then I always finish up standing up. So it's weird. I'm just trying to think now.
Do you ever randomly throughout the day think, right, I'm just going to go wipe my bum. Like, I'm not pooed. I'm just going to give it a little wipe.
But like, what the cord?
Tactical wipe?
A re-wipe. Just a tactical re-wipe.
So I'd never thought of a terminology for it, but every now and again, it's mainly, so like, it's like a hot day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm a bit sweaty.
A courtesy wipe.
If I go to the toilet, I'll just get little bit of tissue and just give my ass a wipe.
Just
to make sure.
Yeah.
Because you know what it's like.
You're sweating and you're unsure, isn't it?
Yeah, just plodding on with your day. You know, you're giving a little trump here and there as well. So you just have to make sure that nothing's come out. So do you ever do it then?
Yes.
Good.
But only in my own house. I never, if it was out, I'd never go and do it.
So
if, say, I was hot in my house, I would do it, but never if we're out.
If you was, let's just say you've gone to Drought and Manor for the day,
no.
And you're walking around, you're sweating and that,
No.
You wouldn't go into the cubicle and just have a quick tactical ward then?
No. Because for me, you know, I like to be sitting down.
Yeah, and you're already in the prime position there.
But when I'm in places like that, I don't stand.
But would you not clean the toilet seat with a bit of tissue first?
I mean, we've started, I could stand and do that. I mean, that's how I finished. But it's just not me. I don't know. You know what? I do it on holiday as well. I don't think I would.
It's not a common thing that I do. It's not like a daily thing.
I know what you're on about. I know what you're referring to in that.
Yeah, it's just every now and again. Feels, it's a little bit moist in between the arse cheeks. Then just give it a little wipe. Freshen up.
I'm trying to think, is there anything, like that? That obviously to answer Moses' question, but I think it's just the same. Just got to stay clean, eh?
Yeah, so
just a bit of scrub.
Yeah, without starting the obvious stuff. Yeah.
Me, I like to brush my teeth 2 times a day.
Yeah, you got to make sure your teeth are clean.
With mouthwash.
With cleaning your teeth, do you have the same order the way you go around your mouth?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Always start off on the front.
To the left.
Move to the left.
And then to the right.
Go all the way to the right.
And then
I open my mouth. I do bottom right,
back
of the front, bottom left. Then I go to the top left. And because I've got me one wisdom tooth that's grown out at the funny angle, I'll give that extra bit of attention around that just to make sure there's no hidden bits of food there. Then continue back, top left, behind the front teeth, and then top right.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
And then I finish off with the front teeth again. Just as a final, because that's the teeth that everyone always sees.
Yeah. Stuff
like that. I just never think of, I wonder if everyone else does it the same.
Also, do you put roll-on on, if you was to use roll-on, would you use roll-on then deodorant, or deodorant then roll-on? Because I roll-on, then, obviously, because I like the roll-on and the sprays, where it's like invisible, so it doesn't stay on your clothes.
Yeah.
So, I've done it the other day. All my life, I've always put the roll on, then sprayed. And then, because I get up early, obviously now to go to the gym up earlier, I just sprayed. And I was like, do I just roll on now? And I didn't, because I thought, it's just fucking weird now.
Well, yeah, you'd have to, you've been doing it right.
Yeah,
you put the roll on first, then you'd spray. Because if you're spraying, then rolling on, you're rolling.
But when you're just rolling the essence more in with it, the same way that if you roll and spray, it's still. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd feel that to me, the roll on would be wiping off.
I've got a.
You know, it's not, but yeah.
I've got a little tip for you, actually. I always spray aftershave on the back of my neck. Because you know, when you're talking to people in a loud environment, you always go, you're facing their back. So that's a little tip, actually.
Yeah, I've never done it. I'll do it on the sides of my neck.
Now, I put it. The back of my neck going down. So like where if you had a collar, it'd sit on the back, you know.
Why do some men spray it on the bollocks as well?
Oh, I don't know.
I just don't get that, because I've kissed ladies' necks before and it's covered in perfume and you get that horrible taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
So why would you then think, it's going to be a good idea to put this smell on my bollocks, so then if I'm lucky enough that she's going to lick my balls, she's going to taste the aftershave as well. I just don't get it.
Taste the savage.
Yeah. Bit of dupe.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing as well. I always have, I don't know if I have, I won't say shit aftershave, but I have everyday aftershave.
Yeah.
So that would be, you know, everyone gets the dupe courtesy one for Christmas. I do for yours. And the Versace blue jeans. So they are my everyday work ones. And then,
I don't, for work, I don't tend to put on aftershave because I'm just a dusty environment and, working away and that. And most of the time it's just me and then whoever I'm working with. So I ain't got to smell nice for anyone really. But yeah, I do know what you're saying. I've got the cheaper ones, and then I've got more expensive ones.
So if you're just going shopping, you put the shit one on. But then if you go in for a meal or for some drinks,
out.
Yeah. So yeah. So for my answer for Moles, though, a little aftershave on the back of the neck, especially if he's singing and he's speaking to ladies, or men, we never know. Or both. You know, we've established kids nowadays.
Or all the other genders. Any of them.
Well, we're not assuming he's a male, actually. I'm sorry for
this. To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'd say, so, other than...
I was worried about where you were going.
I don't know why this is funny. But other than the obvious of keeping clean anyway. Ashley's is... little spritz on the back of the neck. Mine would be keep your nails trimmed. Now, I'm saying it when I need to cut my nails, but nails cut, keep them short, and depending on what nail clippers you've got, use a nail file.
Right,
Because if you're cutting games not neat, then you need to just use a file just to smooth off those bad boys afterwards.
There's nothing better for me when my girlfriend cuts my nails, because I'll ask her to do it, and she'll file them and everything. She'll do my toenails, cuts my fingernails, files them.
I don't know why I didn't expect this from you, to be honest.
She loves
it. You just get full on pampered, don't you?
She loves it. I love her when she does it.
I could just imagine you there with the little toe separators.
Oh, no.
I'll bet you.
I know
do.
You're on a
bad got the toe man. Separators, and she's like buffing them up and everything.
Now, one time, though, I went to her. I've said, would you do it? She's like, yeah. I had a face mask on.
And then she pissed all over you.
She's cutting my nails. I've had this face mask on. I'm like, so chilled.
No, we was on about the face mask the other week, weren't we? Because my missus got your missus' son as a little gift. I've done them in the past, but I feel like such a waste of money if I was to do one now, because I can only do the top half of my
and
face.
And the eyes, you never get the bit that you really want, which is like the bags under your eyes, because they're like...
I give up trying to get rid of my bags years ago. But have you ever done the black face
one
when it gets the heads out and stuff?
I
did it once, but I think because I got one of the cheaper ones, it just didn't really do much. But to be fair, I've never really been that clogged up. Like, my pores haven't really been that clogger.
Mate, have you seen his fucking finger?
Mate, I didn't want to speak about your mate.
My fucking friend. Honestly. Obviously, because my girlfriend popped some spots as well for me.
I can't sound surprised. Look, do you get them on your back often?
No, literally, I don't get them. Not often.
So, from time to time, I'll have the odd one, but... It's such an enjoyment for my missus if I say, can you get this on me back?
Yeah.
It's, look, because it's normally as I've gone into bed as well. So, look, it's on my stomach. She's there, look, straddled over me, prime pegging position. I'm never that lucky, mate. Look. She won't put the big lights on, so the ceiling light.
It'll be the phone, the torch
on the phone. But then because she's trying to use both hands to pop
the
spot.
Yeah, you have to hold the phone.
No, she'll hold it in her mouth. So all I keep hearing all the time is because she's leaning over me. Instead of like, I'd sit up. Yeah. But no, she has to fucking like crouch over me sort of thing. Just inhaling the saliva that's dribbling onto her phone. Nah. Oh, Jesus.
My partner thinks she's a surgeon when she sees a spot. Like,
Dr. Bimble Bopper.
Just the torch is out. The tweezers are out. Especially if we're going ingrown out. Fucking hell. She loves it.
Because I'll get them on my legs sometimes as well. Like, so just look around the calves and whatever. And look, certain areas I can't get to. And it's so sensitive when like trying to get that. But yeah, she'll get the tweezers on them sometimes as well. It's just not, she's not too rough. Not digging in and stabbing. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, man? Well, times have changed. You can't lay a hand on them now, can you?
I will say this though, this is the worst spot I've had in my life. I'm not popping it. Kylie keeps popping it, but just it's been there for about a week now. Just water.
Just need to stop messing with you.
I had a.
Have you put any toothpaste on it?
Nah, I don't think that works. I know it's. I've done I had a towel, a hot towel put on it. Nothing, mate. Honestly, it's not budging our mind over here. My fucking twin.
You just gotta stop playing with it. You know.
I can. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for the email, Miles. Appreciate it. It's funny because you think in like 6 weeks or something they'll catch up to this point, but they're reading my emails. So we'll wait for that one.
Yeah. Unless he's like listening to new ones and then going back to older ones to catch up.
I don't know. But yeah, on that popped pimple, we'll leave it there. Well, unpopped pimple.
Spot on, mate.
Yeah. All over the place.
Yeah.
Who would have thought we'd start off about going to war and finish on...
You're complaining about spots.
Yeah. This is why we're going to war. So hopefully you have enjoyed it as much as we have. And as always, appreciate it. Give the logs, the downloads and all that. You know what to do. And yeah, keep the emails coming. All the questions. We love it. We're here for the advice. And yeah, it's been a little bit of a longer one again, but... You know, it is what it is. So we'll see you next time. Peace.